نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Then let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servant of the beloved Almighty Allah. Now, my brothers, tonight is for us the night of Eid al-Adha, and tomorrow is Eid al-Adha. So what should we bring? The Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 108 and three verses. All of us know it by heart. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Allah Jalla wala gave you kawthar. Kawthar, my brothers, does not mean only the house of Kawthar, the spring and the fountain of Kawthar. Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. So everything which is the best Allah gave you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in abundance, the best of Iman, the best of Islam, the best of Ikhlas, the best of Sakhawa, generosity, the best of bravery, best of everything. In abundance, and the best of Kawthar also Allah gave you, the house of Kawthar. Fasalli li rabbik, so perform your Eid al-Adha salat. Wanhar, and then you sacrifice. Nahar means and refers to sacrificing the camel. So when you say sacrifice a camel, you call it nahar. You sacrifice a goat or sheep or cow, so you call it zabah. And tazbahu baqara. So what is the first? Without the camel, then the camel will be standing. You fasten the hind leg, the back leg, and then you poke it, you see. Me and you don't know all these things. We don't know how to do it. These Arabs, they are masters in that. We will just now do upside down. The camel will chase us, you see. So you must remember these things there. Yes, we know goat and sheep and cow and all these type of things. So everyone is sitting, mashallah. So at least according to the Hanafi school, then you are sane, you are mature, then you should make intention from now that tomorrow or Sunday or Monday, 3 days you got, I must make qurbani. Why? Because Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man wajada sa'atan, a person has the means, walam yudahi, and you did not slaughter, fala yaqrabanna musallana. You mustn't even come near the Eidgah, mustn't even come for Eid Salat. It don't mean you mustn't perform Eid Salat. It means that you are trying to look for loopholes and therefore you don't want to make this Qurbani and so forth. So that is the Hanafi school. So all of us who are sane and mature, male and female, we should try and perform it. Remember that whether locally or overseas or wherever, inshallah. Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, mashallah, you from Somalia, in Ethiopia, in Mali, in Burundi. So in one house, you slaughter one goat. Or 5-10 houses, you slaughter one sheep. So that also is okay. Remember, there's a lot of flexibility with the Shafi'is, Ambalis, Malikis. So all of you brothers who are from the foreign countries, don't just say, bring the meat. You must say, no, I will slaughter also. And we will eat also, and we will feed others also. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulu, eat, wa at'imu, and feed others, and wa dakhiru, and you store it also. You make baltong and whatever you want to. So remember the hadith in Mishkan Sharif. And remember you foreigners, especially from Burundi and Mali and from Ethiopia, Somalia, wherever you come from, majority of you, you follow the Shafi'i school. The Shafi'is and them say, the Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat, you can't give non-Muslims. When you give the meat, you zabah, you make the Qurbani, you sacrifice the meat, you must give to Muslims. So you give to your neighbor, you give to your friend, to your family, you keep... You're going to slaughter? You don't slaughter your wife. You slaughter for your wife. Okay? So this is how you tell your wife, come here and make your Qurbani. You understood? So, wife also. So that's very good, you see. So those of you who don't have wife, inshallah, before next Eid, you must have wife, inshallah. In Islam, get married quickly also is very important. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if my wife passed away, in the next 10 days, I'll still get married. This was the golden era of Islam. He said, because I fear I will fall into fitna. Imagine today what fitnas there. Wherever you turn, there's fitna today. So all you youngsters, whole day sending emails to the females, you understand? So you need to get married also, inshallah. Quick, inshallah. So that is as far as Hanafi say, the Qurbani meat, you can give Muslim, non-Muslim, all is fine. There's no problem with that. Your mothers and sisters, you're listening to the talk, remember that Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his Ladli, his Sahib Zadi, his beloved daughter, who me was Hadi. You stand here, oh my beloved Ladli, Sahib Zadi, my Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And then you witness how your Qurbani is being sacrificed, how the animal is being sacrificed. So it's fine that we're slaughtering in our yard, we're slaughtering here and there, where there are no strange men and so forth. But today what we do, we want to go to the farm, we want to go there. I go with my wife, you go with your wife, he go. And then people can see all the women, people are busy with the videos. Now how can that be justified? You want to take video of somebody else's wife. Now, how you justify that? So today we are spoiling and destroying our own actions with our own deeds. وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ Quran says, do not go and nullify your own actions. Qurbani, very good. But now you want to date, my wife must slaughter, and another person will be taking video. This one will be slaughtering and... So that is not right, brothers. So we need to fulfill our duty with beauty. Okay? So remember. You a message for the hajis. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Quran Sharif, Surah 2, verse 203. Wazkurullaha fi ayyamin ma'dudat. Remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala abundantly in these few days. Today is already the 10th day, so 11, 12, 13. So what must you do? فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ Whosoever goes and pelts on the 11th in the afternoon, pelts on the 12th in the afternoon, so that is a imma arba. All four schools say, you can only pelt in the afternoon. We must be clear on that. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, he's blind. In Saudi Arabia, to become the Grand Mufti, you have to be a little bit blind. You don't understand? So that's how they make them Grand Mufti. I met him many a time. Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. He passed the fatwa, you can pelt any time you want to. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow Fajr time, before Fajr, all permissible. So that type of fatwa we reject, you must remember. In Urdu, there's a nice saying, Pelle the Mufti Masail ke batane wale, Abbi hai mufti, mufke khane wale. You see? First, the mufti is Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Ammar. They were the giants of this ummah, so they used to teach the people the masail. Nowadays, you find some people, they say that they mufti, but they do it for what? Give a grain, and the grain mufti will give you a fatwa. You see? So that the whole thing revolves around money. I was now here upstairs. The imam, I don't even say sheikh, you understand? There's some youngsters came, they were hearing. So the Imam who delivered the khutbah today in Makkah, Abdullah Awad al-Juhani, before he can even praise Nabi alayhi salam and read Durood Sharif, he takes the king's name, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. He takes Waliul Ahad, the crown prince's name, everything. And we say MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. So see halat, conditions right in the Haramain Sharifain. That they say, what service you are rendering to the Hujjaj? But they don't tell you the Hujjaj are paying for what they're receiving and they're paying tax on top of it. The Hajj nowadays is the most expensive in the history of Hajj. More than 1440 years. So imagine that how much zulm you are making on the people and so forth and so on by imposing such taxes upon them and so forth. So we must look at things from all angles, not just follow blindly and so forth. So you, Hujjaj Baytillah, remember tomorrow you will pelt. So when you pelt, you go to Sughra, the small shaitan. You pelt, you move one side and you make dua. You will pelt the middle one and then you go one side, make dua. Big shaitan, you don't make dua. You just pelt and walk away. Same thing, remember, it will be done on Saturday. Today, tomorrow is Saturday. Then Sunday, same thing as well. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنْ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ Then you want to go away, you can go away. That is fatwa, the verdict. But we encourage all the hujjaj, your brother, your uncle, your sister, family is there. Even today you contact them and tell them and make hajj, six-day hajj. Imitate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ You will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. It's a win-win situation. You are there for hajj. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ You spend the night of the 13th in Mina, then you pelt all three jamarat in the afternoon. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى This is a sign of taqwa. When we used to take groups, we used to encourage, hundreds of them used to join us from different agents, you see. And we must encourage them that perform a hajj similar to that, like the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when everything is done, then inshallah on the 13th, then you go and read Salat in Masjidul Khayf. Masjidul Khayf is packed now, it's 50,000 people. But on the 13th, 90% of the people are gone. You can read your Fajr there, or your Zuhur Salat there. Masjidul Khayf, you know Masjidul Khayf. Mina is called Mina because of the dripping of the blood. Today they are busy slaughtering one way, you must remember that. And it is called Masjidul Khayf. It is at the foot of the mountain. 70 Anbiya alayhi salatu salam perform salat there in Masjidul Khayf. But the South African Ma'al Asafi Shadeed, very, very unfortunate that we don't want, we just run away. We don't want to even stay in Mina. Tonight is the night of the 11th. Tonight is the night of the 12th. They don't want to spend time there. And remember, Shafi, Malik, Hanbali say, it is wajib to stay in Mina. If you don't stay a whole night when you didn't stay, there's a dumb and you have to slaughter a goat or a sheep, according to Shafi, Malik, Hanbali. Hanafi say, you must remember his sunnah muakkada. So our people, when we go for hajj, so the haji will come. I give you three type of questions they will ask. So in hajj, you know, different experience. So one haji says, if I don't sleep here in Mina, meaning tonight, the night of the 11th, or the night of the 12th. So what is the ruling? I tell him, according to Hanafis, is sunnah muakkada. So he say, will there be dam or no dam? Dam means to slaughter a goat. I say, no dam. He fixed up, he's gone. Is that a hajj? Another haji will come, Zamir. He will say that Zamir is my brother. He brings me here and there. So he will say, I'm in hajj, I'm in ihram, but I want to smoke. If I don't smoke, I get dizzy. You see that? So I told him, it's haram for you to smoke. So he say, is there dam or no dam? I say, no dam. So which kind of hajj you performing? Your whole thing revolves around, is there dam or no dam? I see your hajj is hajj, dama, dam, kalandar, dam, dam, you understood? And char number hajj you making. Not one number hajj. This is a loophole hajj. You look for every loophole and so forth. So your intention is already tainted and polluted. Your mothers and sisters, you heard me saying this. Many years ago, it's Arafat day, and about the wukuf is going to start, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, this lady came to me, say 12:30, the azan will go, and then we combine the salat and so forth. So anyway, this lady came. She said, Mufti Sahib, I want to ask you a question. So I said, ask. So we're all in ihram, so I said, ask. She said, can I make dua? My mother-in-law must die quickly. My mother-in-law must die quickly. In Arafat. So all these kind of duas, you see, these are all true stories, not some fairy tale I make up or something. So you see, my brothers, now these brothers who smoke, you know, and that in ihram is haram. So now they don't want to hide from me. So when I go bathroom, I see the smoke coming out from the bathroom and toilet. So I told him, brother, this one dua you must read. So he asked, which dua? So I said, read. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire. So he said, no, I read the dua. I said, but you never read the dua properly. I saw the coming out from the toilet and bathroom. Our people are playing fools with hajj. You know what Quran says. I told Imam, I said, Imam, you Imam of Haram, you standing on a minbar right next to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Don't you even feel ashamed that you say that these people have rendered the greatest service to Haramain Sharifain in history? And he calls it Al-Hukumatul Rashida. You all must learn Arabic. He calls it Al-Hukuma. What a good government we got. You put sanamas in Makkah and in Mina, Makkah and Medina. You put bikini beaches in Jeddah. You biggest musical shows in the world you have. And you come tell me this is a Muslim government? It's a Muslim government. Any Muslim, anyone here, I ask, will you put up a sanama, a bioscope, whatever you want to call, in Makkah, Medina, what you will see? Hasha wa kalla, I can't be. But these shaitans, they have done so. You see that, brother? So it's halat, you see? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for the people of Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Made special dua for the people of Yemen. But for these people, Najdis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Who are the people of Najd? They're in the Riyadh and all these areas there. So the Master alayhi salam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen. And he refused to make dua for them. The last few minutes I got, I want to speak about Ghazza al-Mubarakah. See, brothers, tomorrow, sisters, we will make qurbani, one goat, one sheep, one cow, whatever. See the Palestinians' qurbani. You will hardly find a family who hasn't lost a child or a baby or a father, mother, brother, sister. You heard of Dr. Ala al-Najjar? She is a pediatrician and she has a Saudi citizenship. Her husband is Palestinian. The Saudi government told her long time ago, come to Saudi. She said, no. Lo and behold, she went to the hospital. They bring children and she realized it's her children. Without a head, without hands, without feet, without this. 9 children passed away. Remember, one shot became shuhada. If you know Islamic history and you've been to Iraq, then you will know there's a place called Qadisiyah. And there, Khansa radiallahu anha, she lost 4 sons of hers. So the people told her, oh Khansa, here are your sons. If you wish, you can remove your niqab and see them properly. She said, my mothers and sisters, I lost my sons. I didn't lose my haya and shame and modesty. She used to say she was a master, kanat, adibatan, sha'iratan, a linguist par excellence of the Arabic language, a poetess. And she used to say poetry and say, lest to be shahida, I am not a shaheed myself, wa ana ummu shuhada, but I am the mother of shuhada. This lady, 9 children passed away, 10 they had children, 10 flowers. Adam, her son, is still fighting for his life. Then what happens? You must remember, after a few days, her husband, Dr. Hamdi, passes away. The media of the world came and sent message, Dr. Allah, we want to interview you. Oh, mothers, sisters, oh, men, listen. She said, my husband did not give me interviews with you. A lady who lost 9 children, a lady whose husband became shaheed, look at the haya, the shame, and the modesty she possesses. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam went to help the 2 women there in Madian, they asked them, why are you all waiting here? They said, wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Said, fine. He filled up the buckets, everything. They went home all early. So he, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, chapter 28, verses 24, 25, 26. So he sent them, he said, go call this person. He seems to have special qualities. When she went to go call him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah praised the gait. Allah praised the style of walking. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Her style of walking was so bashful, so much haya. Today, you know, our women, our brothers, hey, just talk with anybody and laugh, joke, flirt and everything. The old baji also is busy. He say, I can out, but I can sneak out me. I'm old, but I'm not cold. You see that? So he's also checking properly. You can't see with 2 eyes, you'll see with 1 eye. You don't know which one is Dajjal. You know what I'm saying? So brothers, we need to take lesson from Quran and Sunnah and all these things here. Remember that. That is not some joke we're going through. Palestine, I give you 2 verses. We must never ever lose hope. Those of you ulama, those of you who don't understand any language but you know Arabic, there's a masterpiece, download it and so forth. Sheikh Rafi and you must tell all the brothers who know Arabic, Haqa'ikul Qur'aniya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. And there he has mentioned this, and I'm concluding on this. I'jazul Qur'an, the miracle of the Qur'an. Chapter 17, verse 104. Fa'idha ja'a wa'adul akhira ji'na bikum lafifa'a. Ayu jutlas, when the final time comes, then we will bring you in groups and groups, in droves and droves. From America, from South Africa, from Argentina, from Australia. Why Isa alayhi salam must go look for you? It's better you there. Why Hamas must go look for you there? You come there, we fix you up. The Jutla newspaper wrote, I sent it out in the past few days, the newspaper, Jewish newspaper wrote, Hamas already destroyed and killed 10,000 Israeli soldiers and wounded them, and those who survived. So who won? Our people are ready to fight. Imma shahada wa imma al-ghanima. Either martyrdom or the booty. Allah says in chapter 17, verse 7, listen carefully. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ The same words. When the last final promise of Allah comes, the Muslim army, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوَكُمْ, they will disfigure the faces of the jutlas. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa, like how they entered the first time via jihad and so forth. You saw on Wednesday, all the whole world said ceasefire. America say veto. So Allah will crush America, crush their veto, crush the jutlas, everybody. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. So you Muslim, you must say, Ya Allah, make me of that army, that we will be part of the liberation of Palestine. We will be there for our first Qibla. We will be there with our small, small children. You see these 2 children there in the first surf? Yes, sir. I end off with the story quickly. What's your age? How old you are? You? How old? Yeah, so between 6 and 10, 8. So there's a youngster, Ka'aka, 1992. So I went with group of ulama, and we're still under apartheid. We were coming back. I was facing Aqsa, and Ka'aka was facing me. So I told Papa, tomorrow we're going to South Africa. My heart says I must take you with. You know, in the morning you go to school, afternoon madrasa, yes, we had the system. See what Papa said, 8-year-old boy. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa and said, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, South Africa. If I leave here today, who will protect Masjidul Aqsa? Who will protect Masjidul Aqsa? Even the children got their zeal. Even they know we have to give our life. Our children, you tell them, we say, bring PlayStation, bring some gold coins. Don't come give me coins here. I want the big money, 100 rand. It's how you make the tarbiyah, how you bring up your children. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make our children the qurrata ayun, coolness of our eyes. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. And may Allah accept our siyam, our fasting. Those of you who are fasting today, some of you are completing your Quran. Very good. Between Asr and Maghrib, complete your Quran Sharif inshallah. And tomorrow is Eid al-Adha. When you meet brothers, sister to sister, say is sunnah hadith in Bayhaqi. Allama Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned in Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, it's sunnah to say taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So may Almighty Allah accept from us and may Almighty Allah accept from you. We thank our imams, our trustees and all of you. Barakallahu fiq wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. So what's the story now? Is khutbah or what? They never had a stick. I told them, never bring a stick. We better get long, big stick next time. One day I went to the university, they never had sticks. So I saw a duster there, so I put the duster upside down. And سلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال الله تعالى في آية أخرى واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'firuh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina man yahdillahu falamudillala wa man yudlilhu falahadiyala wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا. تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straighten the rows, brothers, and please switch off all the cell phones. Straighten all the rows and switch off the cell phones, inshallah. Please, please, brothers. Upstairs also. Where is our Sheikh Shafi? Tafaddal, Sheikh. Tafaddal, As-salatu.
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا اللَّهُ الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم مغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وإليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله
was in